I said to her, you might just want to go ahead and drop your pants. Ah, hello! Welcome to the show. It is me, your good old buddy John T. Hill. And, today was a pretty good day, better than yesterday when I was thinking about calling in today because I got so fed up with the bullshit. Yep. Except for the fact that there was this woman who came in, brought her TV, 26-inch TV, back in. Now, that's no big whooping up, except she bought it 3 months ago. No big whooping D, because it was within the 90 days, blah, 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 blah. Except the excuse she made to buy it was to save a grand total of $30. She brought it back to save $30. Do you want to know how badly I wanted to take a sledgehammer to that TV? As a matter of fact, I may have to hunt this woman's house down just so I can have it marked as a place where North Korea will drop the first nuclear device when they eventually attack us at the behest of their Chinese allies. Kim Il-sung say, we blow up Fire City, North Carolina, or Rutherford, North Carolina, whatever it is. Let's blow up North Carolina. Yay! Oh, we're dropping a bomb on Rutherford County, North Carolina. Good, good, good. It is the capital of United States, not Washington, D.C. We all know Washington, D.C. is a phony capital. The real power is in Rutherford, North Carolina. Let's blow it up. Yay! Oh... Beam me up, Scotty. This planet sucks. And for those of you who get that reference, there's always Plan B. Oh, Jesus. Oh, good Lord. So I'm off for the next 2 days. And anybody from Walmart calls. Did I mention I know a good bit about medieval torture? Now, I've forgotten more about medieval torture than you bastards have ever known about. So, you know, there's always Wikipedia. Or Maxim magazine. Oh, God. You know how many Maxim magazines I had to throw away when I was moving out of my old apartment? By the way, I never paid for any of those stinking... subscriptions, thank you. Because they always ran these online things about, hey, get a 12-month free subscription. No strings attached. Guess what? I got the 12-month subscription, and by the end of the 12-month subscription, I realized one thing. The only good thing about Maxim and stuff at FHM was the pictures. Other than that, the rest of it was pure shite. Indeed, indeed, indeed. So we have visitors tomorrow at Hellmart. I will not be there. And they're running around with their chickens with their head cut off kind of deal again. And oh, Anthony's in! Anthony! Hey, Anthony! Where you been? Hey, hey, hey! I'm going to start calling him Anthony. Yo, Tony! What's up, man? What's up? I'm going to start calling him that. Really embarrassing, Gene and Rob. Yeah, I'm gonna really embarrass them. Hey, Tony, what's up, man? What's up? Hey, where's the calzone, man? What are you doing? Where's the pizza, man? Were you from Brooklyn or something? Oh, jeez. Yes. You can tell in my voice that I am so happy to be away from frickin' Walmart for the next 2 days. When I go back in on Saturday morning, I will be depressed again. But for now, I am very, very happy. I'm at Reeves right now, but this ain't nothing. It's relaxing compared to Hellmart. Yes. Well, it's time to end this little podcast with, by the way, saying Katy Perry, you're no longer married to Russell Brand. Come to my apartment where I will bang you much better than Russell Brand ever dared hope to. Delusions of grandeur for the win. See ya!